KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Monday night arrested a Cass County man on a drug charge. 19-year-old Marcus Joshua Bothwell of Griswold was arrested at the intersection of Elm and 2nd Streets in Elliott at around 8:35 p.m. Bothwell was charged with possession of a controlled substance and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Well, the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday reports that as of a result of a traffic stop on March 28th, deputies arrested 46-year-old Jason Edward Pierce of Council Bluffs on felony charges that include theft in the first degree, theft in the second degree, and possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. Pierce was also charged with possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Cass County Jail on $18,000 bond. On March 29th, Cass County deputies arrested 37-year-old Michael Shane Miller of Clive on a district court warrant for probation violation. Miller remains in the Cass County Jail on $2,000 bond. On March 31st, deputies arrested 33-year-old Stefanos Samuel Ono of Omaha on charges of OWI third offense. That's a Class D felony, and driving while barred. Ono was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday on $8,000 bond. On April 1st, 42-year-old Russell William Craig Lauer of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County District Court warrant, in Cass County, that is, on a District Court warrant for Polk County. Lauer was taken to the Cass County Jail and later transferred to authorities of Polk County. And on April the 5th, deputies arrested 33-year-old William Joseph Kyle of Lafayette, Louisiana, on a charge of OWI first offense. Kyle was released the next day on a $1,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday also released some information about two recent accidents. They said on April 3rd at around 8 a.m., deputies responded to a single vehicle accident on 690th Street, where a 2004 Chevy Trailblazer driven by 23-year-old Ashley Michelle Parr of Des Moines had been traveling southbound and went out of control on the icy road surface. The vehicle entered the west ditch and hit a sign before rolling on its top. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. And on April 6th at around 11:45 p.m., the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle accident that occurred on Jackson Road, about a half mile east of 585th Street. There, a 2007 Ford Focus driven by 18-year-old Chloe Caitlin Newberry of Atlantic was southbound on Jasper Road, attempting to make a right turn when the vehicle rolled into the south ditch onto its roof. No injuries reported from that accident. Damage to the vehicle at $6,000. And the Cass and Ottoman County Community Foundations presented grants amounting to more than $117,590 each to various nonprofit agencies in their respective counties last Friday. Those agencies had submitted their application in time for the February 1st deadline. Among the grant recipients in Cass County was the Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center, which received $10,000 for expansion and renovations, Atlantic Parks and Rec $12,000 to install a picnic shelter at the Schildberg Rec area, the Atlantic Youth Sports Organization $10,000 to renovate existing bathrooms, Cass County Historical Society received $10,000 to preserve and protect artifacts, and the Nishta Valley Family YMCA $17,095 to repair and update the indoor pool. Altogether, the Cass County Community Foundation provided $117,595 in direct grants to Cass County nonprofit agencies. The Audubon County Community Foundation provided $117,594 in direct grants to Audubon or nonprofit agencies in Audubon County. Among the recipients was the Audubon Community Cinema, which received $10,000 for Rose Theater renovations, the Audubon Recreation Foundation and Exira Community Club, both of which received $32,797, and the Friendship Home Foundation, $20,000. You can see the entire list of grant recipients on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Teresa Tigason Boyson, age 60, of rural Custer, South Dakota, and formerly of Audubon, died April 4th. Funeral services for Teresa Boyson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Betty Shipley, age 82, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A visitation for Betty Shipley with a family present will be held Wednesday from 1 until 6 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Edwin Kalkoff, age 82, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Healthcare Center. A mass of Christian burial for Edwin Kalkoff will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Dennis Sherm, age 63, of Dexter, died Friday in Des Moines. A visitation for Dennis Sherm will be held Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Dexter Roundhouse, followed by a celebration of life service at 1 p.m., also at the Roundhouse. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Jeremy Eklund, age 42, of Cumberland, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Jeremy Eklund will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Margaret Marilyn Hansen, age 78, of Avoca, died January 6th. A celebration of life for Margaret Hansen will be on April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Stanford Pelzer, age 87, of Cumberland, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Stanford Pelzer are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.